A person has in his courtyard, in his private area, which has a mechitza around it, so without this extra addition, he would be able to carry from his house to his chotzer, but now he has this river, lake, creek, waterway that is 10 tefachim deep and at least 4 tefachim wide going to the chotzer. So if you look at it technically, that area of the mechitza and chotzer, if there is if the entrance to this of this waterway into the chotzer is less than 3 tefachim, and even though in the chotzer it gets wider, it's more than 4 tefachim, that's considered a shus b'chniyatzo, but since it's separated from the outside by the fact that which is less than 3 tefachim, that's considered as love, it's closed, and that's good enough.
Sure.
Says the Mishabura Kiddush that if on one side it's less than 3 tefachim, then you don't even have to do anything on the other side, because if there's a full wall, on one side, then on the other side, we'll see more of that later.
Here.
Sid base.
Yeah.
Though, we mentioned before something about being 10 tefachim deep, and we mentioned before that 10 tefachim deep, that in itself is considered division. So the Shabbat Mishnah says that it's all talking about that the water that came into this chotzer is not in a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep, but if it is isn't a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep, that the fact that it's a 10 tefachim deep, that itself serves as a mechitza between the house and the chotzer, then you can't carry the chotzer, but you can't carry it to the house. This is, but once again, just like we saw, that you have a case where you don't have visible mechitzas, but do you have mechitzas under the water? So two cases that you have it. Either you have actual mechitzas that are covered by the water, or you don't have any mechitzas, but you have a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep, which is also a mechitza. In that case, you're allowed to draw from within that mechitza towards the chotzer, because it's recognizable that there is something underneath the water, you can't draw from there into the house. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, and the wall that was dividing between the chotzer and the yam is down, then the whole place becomes a carmelis, and you can't carry from there into your chotzer even. Okay. Well, this time.